Is it worth the hassle? This is a question we asked ourselves in regards to public transportation in Bloomington. Although the bus system is highly valued within the Bloomington community, users often report crowded buses beyond capacity, leaving students and citizens of the community in inconvenience as the majority relies on the public transportation system to get to class, work, and other essential functions. In addition to the inconvenience of the route and timing, does this factor discourage the community from relying on the Bloomington Transit System? We asked IU students.
Today, we are talking to Indiana University Bloomington students regarding the public transportation systems. Right now, we are with Kayla, and Kayla is a sophomore at Indiana. Kayla, do you use the transit system frequently?
I do use the transit system frequently just because it's a fast way to get around campus whenever they aren't full.
So if they are full, do you have an alternative mode of transportation?
Yeah, my apartment provides their own shuttle services, which I use to get back and forth from the apartment and campus, but once I'm on campus, I typically just use the Bloomington Transit.
Have you ever missed the bus or not been able to get on because it's full?
Yeah, it just depends. Sometimes the buses are full, and then you usually just have to walk wherever you're going or wait forever for the next bus and hope the next one isn't full as well.
So do you think it's worth the hassle, or do you prefer walking?
I would say yes and no. It is worth it and it's not. But once you're on campus, usually there's enough buses to get you back and forth where you need to go. If not, yeah, you will have to walk. And that only sucks if it's a long walk or if the weather is not good.
I know that the Lime and Bird scooters are more frequently used now. Have you ridden on one of them, or do you still prefer the bus?
I have not rode any of the scooters yet, but I see a lot of not on and off campus. I see people using them, so I would say that it's another good alternative.
So overall, what do you think the bus system is rated? 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best.
I would rate the Bloomington Transit buses maybe a 8, because they are pretty reliable most of the time.
Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you so much, Kayla. Right now, we are with freshman Mercedes and sophomore Brianna, and we are asking them about the public transportation at Indiana University in Bloomington. Do either of you ever use the buses on campus?
Yes.
What do you use it for?
To get to my classes.
And do you use it frequently?
Every day.
Are you ever not able to get on because you miss the bus?
No, I can never get on because it's always packed,
especially the letter buses.
So you just walk up and try to get on and they tell you that you can't because it's full?
Yeah. It's such a waste of time. I'm usually late to my classes anyways, since I can never get on the bus.
So you find that having to wait a long time for the buses causes you to miss it and in turn be late?
Yes.
So do you think that if you don't use the bus, would you use a Lime or a Bird scooter to get to class, or would you just prefer to walk?
Just depends how I'm feeling. If I can walk, I'll walk. If I can take the scooter, I'll take the scooter.
And if you can take the bus, you'll take the bus?
Yep.
Cool.
Today, I'm here with
Nikki Verdine,
who is a
junior at Indiana University.
Okay, Nikki, do you use the transit system frequently?
Yes, I do.
What do you use it for?
Getting to and from class.
Anything else?
Sometimes I use it to go to the gym.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have an alternate mode of transportation?
Sometimes I can use my boyfriend's car if I need to.
To go where?
I would use it to go out to eat or, like, go to the Target or the mall.
Have you ever missed the bus or not been able to ride the bus because it was full?
Yes.
How often?
Very often, especially during, like, busy times of class.
How mad does it make you when it's full?
Pretty mad, considering if it's bad weather and I have the farthest house off campus.
All right, thank you for meeting with me today.
Of course.
So today I'm here with...
Matthias Ebeyer.
And you are a...
A junior at Indiana University Bloomington.
Okay, Matthias, do you use the transit system frequently?
I do. I use it every Tuesday and Thursday.
What do you use it for?
I use it to get to and from my physiology class.
Do you have any alternative mode of transportation?
Yeah, I could technically drive my car.
Where do you go in your car?
I mean, you can go wherever you want in Bloomington, but I can't really take it to class because I don't own a parking pass.
Have you ever missed the bus or not been able to ride the bus because it has been full?
I've missed the bus a couple times because I've been lazy and like not gotten out there in time, but I've never, it's never been too full for me.
All right, thank you for talking with me today.
So I've just strolled up to the bus stop. I've met a lovely girl. What's your name again?
Cassidy.
Hi, Cassidy. We're just going to have a short conversation about public transportation. So do you use the transit system frequently?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What do you use it for? School or work? Something else?
I use public transit to get to school. I use my car for everything else.
Okay, great. Is your car your alternative mode of transportation if you miss the bus?
It is.
Okay. Have you ever missed the bus when you needed it / not been able to ride it because it was full?
Yeah, I have been not able to ride it because it was full. That happens quite a bit.
Have you ever not had your car around when you needed to get somewhere?
Yeah, my car was out of commission for a few days and had to rely on the buses completely, and it didn't work so well.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Do you know the conditions, hours, and pay of a Bloomington Transit driver?
I don't, but I do recognize the ones that work pretty late, and it seems pretty terrible.
Okay. Well, the average salary annually is $24,000 to $37,000 a year. Do you think that you would drive a bus for that salary?
Absolutely not. That is definitely below the poverty line.
Okay, thank you. Hello there. Today, I'm joined with my friend Grant, and we are going to have a conversation about public transportation. So, Grant, do you use the transit system frequently?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you use it for? School, work, something else?
I mostly use it to get onto campus for school.
Okay, like a lot of people do. Do you have an alternative mode of transportation?
I do. My girlfriend has a car and we share it.
Okay. Have you ever missed the bus / not been able to ride it because the bus was full?
I have not missed the bus. I was close to missing the bus one time. I actually had to run to get to it, and the other bus was late, and I had class in 10 minutes. It was a bad situation. And then, yes, the bus has also been full sometimes, and I haven't been able to get on.
Unfortunate. Do you know the conditions, hours, pay of Bloomington Transit drivers?
I do not.
Oh, well, in case you were curious, it's $25,000 to $37,000 a year on average.
Oh, that is not enough at all.
No, it is not. Thank you for being here today.
We asked IU students, and the students responded. For the multitude, the system served with reliability. On the offhand, students missed the bus or were unable to use the system due to large crowds, but were able to find solace in the rise of scooters as a form of public transportation.